You're still on I Am Live with myself, Danny Vambili. I am being joined by one of the co-founders of a very amazing business called Cakes by M's. Simon, how are you doing?
I'm well, Danny. Thank you for having me.
No, man, I know it's a Friday and you guys and your celebrities are prepared for this long weekend stuff that's happening. And all the cakes all the cake orders are probably being baked and they're going out. So thank you for taking your time to speak to us on this Friday.
That's fine, and it's a pleasure to have a platform where I can share a little bit of experience with other fellow as well.
No, that's awesome. Now, I wanted to ask you, first of all, what is your educational background? Did you study business management? Is this what you planned on doing with your life?
No, I really did not plan and see myself doing what I'm doing today. I have a degree in engineering, process instrumentation. It's just also one of the fields in electrical. So that's my background when it's about education. Nothing to do with cake or running actually business.
Wow. So how does God take you from pure engineering, and I know you engineers, there's a way you think into the cake business.
A lot of logic,
You logic. Guys are logical people.
When things don't make sense, we have to do risk assessment and all of that before you jump into it.
Yeah.
All right. My story with Cakes by M's is it's a business that my wife has been doing now, we'll say, for the past 9-10 years.
All right.
She just has love for baking and doing hot from the cakes. And so it was something that she's been doing at home.
Yes.
And then I saw that, you know, this woman has something that myself, I did not really have in my field as an engineer. I was working for money, you know, just to be able to provide. And so I could see that my wife just was doing this thing, business, for the love. You know, it had something, the passion to do it.
Wow.
So along the way, as we're going, I could see that it's really picking up. And as a husband, I had to assist, I had to help out, so I was involved. And as I was involved, I could see that things can go somewhere, you know?
Yeah.
This thing can go somewhere.
So
we decided that, look, we're going to give it some time to pray, because that's how serious we are with God and really leading us into things. So we enter to this long fast and prayer to just get some clarity and vision and, you know, God, what do you say about what we want to do? And God was really clear that he wanted us both to be involved with this and to just really let him run it, you know. And so that's how this thing started. It's from the beginning, it was a walk of faith, where a business that is being run in the house, and it's a business that requires events, but that's what Danny, guess what happened?
What happened?
God told us to go get a house, a premises, to go rent out a premises to start a business during lockdown.
Oh, wow. Did you not think, Lord, find someone else?
this was one of the things that, you know, you just doing it out of obedience. I will not lie to you, there was no faith involved there.
Yes.
But, you know, there was one good thing is that, you know, whenever you spend time with the Lord, it also teaches you how to trust him and to rely on him, even though you don't see what tomorrow, you know, is keeping for you, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So we had to actually get a place during lockdown, and we did not have any money to pay for deposit to start. We did not have any money.
Wow.
So here we were, set up a meeting with the landlord, went and meet. The guy gave us his prices, and we also agreed. We said, okay, we're going to pay you. But then we come back home, there's no money, you know. So we have to go and consult again and say that, you know, no, now we have this engagement that we have. We have to honor it, you know.
Yes.
And so the law has just been coming through. You know, when it tells you do things, you really just need to believe it. We made wedding cake in the house that we just had enough just to pay for the deposit, you know.
Wow.
And, yeah, so, this is the money we're looking for. We went and paid. And just like this, the landlord also gave us the key of the premises about 3 months before even we start renting it out, you know.
Wow.
Because I'm sure he was thinking, okay, these people, I don't know what's wrong with them, but starting a business during lockdown like this. And, yeah. So one of the things is that, so we really got to a point where we just had to learn really to hear God and to obey every instruction that he was giving us.
Mm-hmm.
And Danny, one of the first instructions that the Lord gave us is don't borrow. This was something that I was like, God, already we are starting a business in a time where one can never think of, you know, how we're going to do this.
Mm.
Now you say we must not borrow. How are we going to set up a place? How are we going to do the things, you know?
Yeah, because so, a lot of people will tell you to start a business, you need capital. And if you don't have that capital, borrow money so, you know, you've got a foot in the door.
Yes. So that already was a challenge that we had to really come back. And I told my wife, I told her that, look, you see, this thing is either we follow God 100% or we do things on our own.
Mm.
And from our own experience, we also learned that borrowing is not really a good thing.
Yes.
So we went with that. We really started small. The shop did not have table and really just the basic that we needed to run the business. That's practically what we had. And we also saw God coming through. There were even family friends that came through to give us the table, guys, use this. And I remember there was a time, you know, I'm an engineer. I don't believe in this thing. I used not to believe into this thing where people sow into you. You understand?
Yes.
So, but at that time, we even got the 20,000 from someone. You know, just like guys take this money and buy some table. And so that thing, it's really just got us into a place where, you know, God just really want to do these things by himself. He doesn't want us to help him or what. He must just obey.
Yes.
You know.
Yes.
And from there, Dani, it was just from level to level, you know, that today as I'm talking to you, you know, for safety reasons, can't share numbers, but I left my job as an engineer. I literally ran this business, you know.
Wow.
So that alone can tell you that numbers is looking good.
Wow. No, that means this business.
Yes. But I'm not going to also keep this side where it's not easy, you know. Especially the part of running a business as a Christian. It's not easy, you know. A couple of days ago, I was praying. I was just telling God that this thing is going to give me some heart attack because he's sending me places to go meet people while, you know. And I came to understand that, you know, when the Lord does his thing, he does his thing.
Yes.
You need to be obedient and walk with him, you know. And of course, everything that I'm telling you does not include the side where you need also to run business with strategies and all the other, you know, things that is required to run a business. So it's been a very challenging and just a good day as well, you know.
Now, yeah. If someone is listening now and they're in the position where maybe they've got an idea, but they're thinking to themselves, you know, I need everything to be in place before I start. The money must be there. The place must be there. You know how we think, like things must line up before I start. What would you advise them to do?
From my own experience, I really advise them not to do it like that. You know, there is one of the things that I've noticed with my business here is that there's something I call the test of time. You know, when you start a business already with a lot of capital, this is something new that need to be authenticated. That means people need to test it. People need to know about you. If a lot of capital, I don't really advise people to do that.
Yes.
So that now takes us to the point where you need to start small. Because when you start small, like me and my wife, we know what happened in the kitchen. We know the basics. So we grew the business as things were leveling up and getting better. So we started small. And the other part also is that, you see, the wisdom that was behind not to borrow money is that when you're running a business and you have people who don't really much care about if you've made profit or not, but they still need to get their money. So I'm referring to loans and any other way that one can borrow money.
Yes.
You know, that alone puts you in a fresh, in a position where you are not really, you know, to do well. Because now you only gonna focus on one thing, is paying bills and, you know, and doing what is required for the money. And you get to lose the main focus. You know, if you look at Pretoria alone, we have, I don't know, more than 30,000 bakers, you know, they're doing it at home, some in business. So if you are to come into that field, you need to bring something new, something more that others are not doing.
That's
you
true.
Know.
That's
and true. Yes. And that alone, you're not gonna be able to really work well if there's pressure of funds and all of these things. You know, but that also brings me to one point I always tell business people is that life is spiritual. You must always make sure that things are well spiritually before you get yourself into the physical part of everything, you know.
That's true.
So, it's really something. I'm an engineer. I've worked for a lot of companies. I have about 9 years of experience on the field, travel and all these things. I've seen companies, and, you know, some companies that were doing better machines than us, you know, but we used to get clients and just ways that myself, I'll be like, but how, why did those clients choose us? You know, so I also got to learn that, no, life, there is this illusion that we get that life is physical. You know, it's about how much effort you put physically to do this and do that. It is, yes, you need to work physically, but you need to prepare things, you know, spiritually, so that you are in the right track as you go. You have more light into the future, you know, than just going for businesses, borrowing money. You don't know if tomorrow there'll be another lockdown. You know?
And I think that's the one of the eye-opening stuff that I think we've experienced as a people. because you know, a few years again, no one would have believed that the country or the world could stand still. You know,
stand still. Yes. Yes. Yeah.
Sure.
You know. So to have business, I really advise people: you need more eyes. You need to know what tomorrow keeps, and the only way one can do that is really just to allow God to lead you. You know, just allow Him to lead you,
wow.
because He knows what is to happen tomorrow, and He will set your path as you know it should be, so that you don't get a place where you are disappointed, or you find yourself in a lot of debt and just a lot of situations that are not comfortable.
Wow.
Yeah.
No, man, it's been really a very, what's the word I want to use? A very heavy, you know, this, the information you're giving is heavyweight stuff, because a lot of people go into business not considering the spiritual. Not really being led. I like what you said. It wasn't even faith, but obedience. Because you're listening to God and doing what God has said tends to not be easy, you know. And a lot of believers listening to us right now, God has already spoken to them. All that's left for them to do is for them to be obedient.
Obedience, yes. That's the key. That's the key, you know. And one thing I can also add into this is that God is a very jealous God. When He does His thing, there is no compromising. It's either you follow His way or your own way, you know. That does not mean that we don't do marketing for the business, or we don't go outside there setting, giving flowers and all of this. No, you still have to do all these things. But the spiritual aspect of business, it's something I don't understand why nobody talks about it, you know. They will tell you all the strategies to run the business and all the 10 points to get this, but something that is so crucial, nobody talks about it, you know. So us as Christians, really, we need to engage the Holy Spirit and allow God to really just lead us. It's not going to be easy. I must tell you guys, it's not going to be easy, but it's worth doing it.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, just now before calling me, I was in a restaurant with my wife. So we just decided, you know, what, 12 o'clock, let's just go for lunch. As an engineer, I could not do that, you know.
Yes.
I could not do that. I was always away. And even my kids, I'm actually learning to know them now, because I was always away, you know.
Yeah.
You get the money that you don't even get ready to spend. And, you know, you're losing the bigger part of your team.
Wow.
So it did not come easy, but really the help of the Holy Spirit, we are here. I was happy. I was like, I tell my wife, I say, look, me sitting here with you, just talking about nothing and, you know, having lunch where we don't have to worry about the shop, people are there, and things are going, it's a good thing, you know.
Now, maybe what you're saying is really beautiful, because people don't understand that a job is really renting out your time, you know, and the business is at, to some level, is taking back your time. And even though it's not a 9-to-5, you know, sometimes the hours can end up being, you know. But you somehow have control, and if you want to prioritize your family as as we should according to scripture, you would have that ability. Now, maybe in closing, Yeah. There's someone sitting there, and let's say that their idea doesn't seem so big to them. You know, maybe, you know, because I know sometimes what what is a skill to us is so easy that we don't see it as something that can generate an income. You know, what would your advice be to such a person?
Okay. One thing that I would advise such a person is that, first of all, once God, the way has created us, has given us gifts, you know. Every man that you see out there, there is gifts. There are potential that has been deposited into them that will really change the world in some way or the other, you know. So, if you do have an inch of something, you do have a feeling that, you know, this thing can work. Mm-hmm. You know, this thing can change things. If you are not sure, educate yourself. Find people who can help you to work with you through that journey. And one of the person I can advise is the Holy Spirit. So that requires you some fellowship with the Lord, you know. If there are good people out there that can really take you through this journey and just to help you to get there, and educate yourself as well about business, you know. Don't just listen to people who say sweet things about business. Yes. Go and look for people who tell you the truth about business. You know, I'm not telling you all these sweet things. Last weekend, me and my wife, we spent it in the shop. Yes. You know, so that's the reality. We had a lot of orders to go, and people had to go home. So we both had to come in and put our hands. That made us almost not spend it and sleep like normal people.
Yes.
So, but that's business, you know. So you meet people who are going to work with you. And look, nowadays, there is a lot of platforms, Christian ones, that, you know. And one of my men of God that I've also listened a lot is Dr. Mal, you know. This is also somebody who has given me just a platform to stand, because I had also a view that, you know, it's impossible to run a business as a Christian because there are things you need to do and all these things. So listening to Dr. Mal, he has actually made me understand that, look, business is what God does. And you need just to look close. You need to learn because you don't know. You can run business if the ways of the law and also make a success out of it.
Wow.
You know?
Wow.
Yeah.
No, man. That was Simon Yenga, co-founder of Cakes by Ems. Thank you so much for being with us here. And, you know, if people want to contact you, how can they reach you?
Okay, we are all over the social media platform. Instagram, Cake by M, Cake by M, with an I. Then you get us on Instagram. And there's also a website with Cake by M, only.co.zb. So also our number is 072-04-22-333. That's our WhatsApp line for our business. You can drop a message and we'll get back to you, and we can assist you with whatever design that you need.
All right. Thank you so much, Simon. Yes. Please have a good one, and we will remain in touch.
Thank you. Thank you so much also for having me.